team, another week of Journey with Michael and Ryan. Still just me in the seat this week. Unfortunately, I couldn't get my guest on this week, so hopefully we can move that to next week. But hey, you still got me in the hot seat. And we're going to be talking communication this week, a very big topic, and I'm sure we've covered it in various different podcasts previously to this one. But what I want to do is I just want to give a couple of really easy, simple takeaways just from parts of my life where I've learned, I have, you know, trained in, and just really just in my own evolution of getting better at communicating. So communication for me, I think, has really evolved really intently just in the last few years of my life, and very much so just in the last 6 to 12 months. For me, it is absolutely my tool to create what I want and to be able to allow safety and spaces of people around me. It's a very powerful tool once you can really harness your own voice. So, communication 101, speaking, listening, even much more so than speaking. So my first tip and first tool to take away here is, it's actually a quote from the late Stephen Covey, and he wrote an amazing book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in, I think it's chapter 2 or chapter 3, one of the main themes of that chapter, or their main theme of the chapter, is seek first to understand, then to be understood. Now, there's a powerful mantra in that, is when you are communicating with someone, when you are speaking with someone, really seek and listen to understand them first. You're not trying to plot what you're going to say. You're not trying to, you know, bring your awareness onto what is going to be your dialogue before they've even finished speaking, because now you're not really present into the words and the energy and just everything that's trying to dance to try and get messaging across. So really seek first to understand. And this is something that I've really worked hard on. This is something that I've, wasn't so good at, and I'm continually getting better at. But really stopping to listen to when somebody's talking, and wait till they finish talking, and then say your piece. Doing 70 podcast episodes has really, really helped me, because when you're recording a podcast, you don't want to be talking over each other. And when me and Ryan have gotten together every single week now for 70 weeks to have a conversation on the fly, that has been one of my biggest takeaways, is listening to what is being said and then creating the words and creating the communication for what I would like to reply or rebuttal or speak about after that. And this is something that you can start today. This is something that you can move into your, you know, very simply. It's not like a big breathwork tool. It's not like a plant medicine tool or anything like that. You know, like, just when you're in conversation, just slow down. And if you can feel yourself wanting to jump in and speak whilst they are speaking, just kind of pull back, refrain from it, allow them to finish their piece. And I guarantee you, your connections will start to really skyrocket very quickly. And then if you want to start becoming a bit of an expert, then just start asking questions about that person, and they will just start really telling you all about themselves. We love talking about ourselves. We're humans. That's what we do. We love to be able to share what's going on. We love to talk about experience. We love to talk just about ourselves. And if you really, really want to get somebody to feel like that you are listening to them, or you're holding space, just pausing to listen until they've stopped, asking more questions about themselves or the subject matter, so you can move in with curiosity. Curiosity is something of how I constantly move into the world. Curious on my day, curious on the moment, what's happening in front of me, curious on the present, curious in can this person teach me. I love going into every situation in my life as best as I can with, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this person? I don't care, and this is just dissolves hierarchical status, levels, judgment, all that sort of stuff, because I don't care whether you are, you know, one of my nieces and nephews who's, you know, under the age of 10, or whether you are a, you know, multi-hundred millionaire CEO, you know, running, doing different things. And it really helps dilute that pedestal kind of syndrome that us humans do. And we put people we perceive to be more successful or better than us on a pedestal and put us at a lesser level. So when you move into curiosity, when you're moving in with, if I'm speaking to someone, I'm going to let them say their piece so I can really understand what they are saying. There's always something to learn. It never stops. You know, I actually learned some of the most impactful things in my life from my 10-year-old and 7-year-old and 2 5-year-old nieces and nephews. Just the way that they can be present in the world. Just the way that they can play and drop in and express their emotion and move through it, then be okay and go back to the thing. You know? So pause. Listen to what somebody's talking about. And then go in to say your piece afterwards. It's a nice little tip there for communicating. Now, the next one I want to talk about is eye contact. I love eye contact. I think it's a very powerful way to connect with someone, especially if there's somebody that you admire or you respect or you love or you just think is credible because of what they do or how they show up in the world. And eye contact for me is a biggie. I really enjoy it. I love it because it just holds that person into a more connective way. You know, you're not kind of looking away or, you know, you're really holding them in. Now, if they start to look away, that's okay. And obviously, don't make it weird and awkward. You know, if you, it doesn't need to be like that. No, I mean, just a nice gaze, giving someone the respect because they're giving you their time to obviously speak or communicate to you in some way. And for me, it's a really good gauge as well on that person. Like, if somebody can't hold eye contact with me, then I'm like, okay, cool. What is it about this person? Why is it that they can't hide all contacts? You know, what's going on here? You know, and so these are all these little nuanced, what would you say, body language, techniques, you know, micro expressions, all these different things. They all paint a really big picture for me to really understand the person that's in front of me. And I have massive experience now for the last 4 or 5 years being a full-time auctioneer, and where body language says everything. Micro expressions say everything. Sometimes the micro expressions and the body language say a different story than what the words are coming out. And so when you can start to tune into the person, and it can be as simple as just when you greet somebody, look them in the eye. If you're doing some eye gazing with a lover or you wanted to create some connection, you know, it's hard to look at both eyes. Just kind of stare into the left eye of the other person and hold your gaze there, and you can smile and you can see. And at some of our state change programs, when we get everyone together for the breath work on the fourth weekend, that's one of the tasks that we've used, is actually just doing a bit of A, eye gazing in a mirror for yourself, and B, using eye gazing to what is potentially strangers, and just seeing what the emotions are inflicted in it. And from there, there's so much you can unpack. There's being witnessed, there's being seen. You can see yourself in another person's eyes, or you're seeing someone for the very first time in a while, and it just feels vulnerable. And this is what's going to lead me into the next part of communicating, is vulnerability. Now, I know I've spoken a lot about this. Vulnerability for me it's going to be a lifelong work for me, but I'm feeling like I'm really getting a good grasp on it. I'm able to, you know, drop in more into sharing how I really feel, and just really having more sense of disarming around people, because I'm getting more and more to the stage that I'm knowing myself more and more, and on deeper and deeper levels. And as that happens, there's no need to have some armor up, because it's the armor up for me personally was just about protecting me from pain or protecting me from being seen because I felt unworthy or not good enough. And so I wanted to keep these armors up, because if I let somebody in, then really in, then they would think I'm a fraud or think I'm a phony and all of that. And so the deeper I'm going into myself and all of these beautiful experiences of life, the less and less I have to keep my armor on. And so vulnerability in communication is huge. And I can speak to my own experience, especially for the men. It will deepen your life. It will deepen your relationships. It will deepen your love. It will deepen your relationship with yourself. when you can start to move into vulnerability and be seen and witnessed by others, especially the people that are closest to us. You know, sometimes it's easier actually being more vulnerable with a stranger rather than, you know, our sister or our parents or our lover or our partner, because, you know, we can still protect ourselves with a stranger to the parts that, you know, we really want to hide. Vulnerability and communication, I feel like it's just, that goes hand in hand with deepening communication anyways. And again, there's different levels, you know, there's different levels of vulnerability you want to take into the workplace. There's different levels of vulnerability you want to take into, you know, certain friendship groups and all that. I'm not trying to dismiss all of that and say it's got to be the deepest every single time, but it's just the practice of actually dropping into vulnerability. And for me, one of my big practices as I get deeper into my own human design is being a 2-4 manifester. Is as a manifester in general, it's called informing, and it's actually just speaking out loud to the people that my decisions or my initiations into the world will affect. Now, there's two parts to this. It's ultimately just carving my own path, going and doing it how I know it needs to be done, or it hasn't been done that way, and then I can inform the others after that, or knowing that my pathways or my actions or whatever it is that I'm going in my life is going to affect some people, and so just letting them know that this is what I'm doing. And for me, it isn't about seeking permission, it's about actually just being like, hey, this is what's happening, just wanted to let you know, and obviously if it's going to affect you or not, but this is what I'm informing on. And that's been a really big big process for me, because I found intimacy rigid, you know, quite a while back. And that's something I've really been deep diving in, working in, and communication sexually and open, sexual energy with different partners and different explorations and just all of it. It all adds up, you know. Vulnerability in your life will really deepen your life. But as you start going through all of your levels and awarenesses, and it starts to grow, then you're going to really start to understand your own essence. And I know I've spoken about this on another podcast before, but when you start to really understand your essence, and how I will describe essence is, it's a combination and mixture of your personality, who you're choosing to become, your values that you are in life, and the vision that you have for your life. And out of all of that beautiful concoction of yumminess is your life, and from that, your essence of that is continually evolving, continually ever changing. And this can be a whole makeup of yourself. So when you're going into various different places, like your workplace or at home with your partner or wherever it is, your essence doesn't change, but you can obviously gauge the vulnerability that you're wanting to move into and share, and then you'll start just getting to a level where you're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna be 100% me wherever I go, and it just makes life so much more fascinating. Taking truth for a ride is a powerful place, because there's nowhere that you are trying to manipulate your future based off some experiences or how to, you know, get others to see you or get yourself to see yourself in your life, if that makes sense. And when you're just absolutely downright truthful, then the paths will show up for you, and you can make the choice of which paths you want to go. And so this leads me into the last little tidbit of how to grow and deepen your communication is authenticity, truth. Trying in every moment, trying to be the best authentic version of yourself with your own truth all the time. And this is big. This isn't something that just happens overnight. This starts to become a practice. You know, if you feel yourself just having little white lies, you know, like, or it's just like a little lie here, a little lie there, and it doesn't really hurt anybody. But, you know, Jordan Peterson talks about it. He's like, no one ever gets away with anything ever. And I'm tend to agree that it doesn't. You might get away with, you know, yourself after a little while, but then your health might, you know, this might be like, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm too busy to go to the gym, or I'm too busy to walk, or, you know, then over time, your health will start to, you know, ripen, or unripen. And so truth and authenticity, and the way that you communicate, and the way that you are showing up, and the way that you live your life and hold yourself reverent for your own life. And when you're speaking to someone, speak truth. And this really starts getting into the concept and the aspect of ripping that people pleaser out of you. Because now you're just starting to be your truth. You're being your authentic self. You're saying the things, you're getting into practice of just saying the things that you want to say. Now, we can get better at delivery, and this is really something that I have really fully master. But delivery, yes, delivery of truth, can be practiced, and it doesn't need to be delivered with daggers if it's something that's, you know, harsh or going to be some, you know, open love for somebody that you care about. Because the things that need to be said to the people that we care about around us, if they're challenging, well, it just means that you care. It just means that you love. Because if you didn't, then it wouldn't be an issue, and you wouldn't even want to say these things to these people. So don't hold back. You know, communicate openly, beautifully, and as you start to dive into that aspect of your life and you start to take more awareness into it, every other aspect will open up. Because now you're being truthful to yourself, you're being truthful to the way that you speak to people. And here is an amazing, amazing hack, right? The more truth that you are, the less you have to remember. Because when you don't tell lies, when you're not trying to make things up, when you're not trying to get others to see you in a certain way, you don't have to remember a damn thing about what you've said to people. And so if anybody comes up and says, well, you know, I heard, you know, you might be in a situation where people might be gossiping about you, or, you know, maybe they're saying remarks about you. Well, you can hold your head high and truthfully know that if there's anything outside of your own word that you've said, then you know it's a lie, and then it doesn't fucking matter. And anybody that believes it doesn't know you well enough and doesn't then belong in their life. Now, if they want to know more, then they will be able to approach you and ask you about it. So all of these are just really cool little boundaries, I would say. Maybe even just kind of like lines in the sand for life, that A, they help you keep the people in your life who belong there, and they bounce all the others out. B, it's going to help you just really start to light up your own life, because you're running for truth. You're running with authenticity. You're pausing. You're asking more questions. You are listening. You are seeking to understand before you are understood. And that's going to help you connect with others and connect with more people on deeper levels. And people will feel seen by you. And then people will build more trust with you. There's so many things. There's so many aspects to communicating openly, authentically, powerfully, curiously. So lead with curiosity. Lead with love. Lead with, I want to seek and find out what's going on here. And then move into all the aspects of you, because all of you is welcome into this world. There's no aspect you ever have to hide. You don't, because of fear of ridicule, because of fear of judgment. All of it. We all get judged. We all get ridiculed. But wouldn't you want to live a life that you are just free to be yourself and no one else? That's what I am missioning for. So there we go, team. A nice, another short, sharp one. I hope you took something away from all of that. And again, if you want to connect with me, you want to have a conversation with me, you want to do, you know, pick my brain or teach me something, I'm here for it all. So please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Other than that, you've been amazing. Thank you to all our regular listeners. Thank you to all you people that just reach out to me and tell me that you've picked up something, you know, that we've said or gone into, or it helps you out. Like, it really, don't hold back. I love it. It really is. I mean, I'm not doing this purely for the fact of that. I'm doing actually this first for myself, because this is a very powerful way that I get to express and I get to create this art, and it really pushes my own edge of my own knowledge and understanding of the things I think are in my life. But yeah, ultimately, if there are things that really that just give you that little like, moment. You know, let me know. I love it. I love it. So thank you and have an amazing week. And we'll be here same bat time, same bat channel next Thursday. Shoo!